Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily, and a very happy Tuesday to you. I hope you're having a wonderful day so far, that you've had a great start to the new year, and that you feel ready for everything that is ahead. So this is a really exciting time for a lot of us. If you listen to this podcast at all, you know I love setting intentions. The beginning of the year is a really exciting space to be in. At the same time, there is something really specific around this time of every single year that I don't enjoy at all. And that is the many messages we are bombarded with right around January that tells us that we aren't good enough. Especially around our bodies. I mean, everywhere you look right now, from the media or on social media or online or in magazines, on TV, we get messages that tell us that our body isn't good enough. And now is a great time to start that weight loss journey, right? So I really want to take a moment right now to counter that, because even if you have a really solid self-care practice, and even if you feel really grounded in your body right now, taking in all of that messaging, even if it's really on that subconscious level, it does something to our inner space. I find myself thinking, oh man, maybe I should have had more intentions around losing weight or becoming more fit or changing my body somehow, because people talk about it everywhere I go. I have so many friends and people in my community who just embarked on this new journey, right, to change the body. And now, there's nothing wrong with that if wanting to change your body comes from a deep place of integrity inside, right? If what you're looking to do is become more healthy or feel better in your body or find more balance or feel more ease or heal something, right? There's that heart-centered connection to changing the body that can be really beautiful and can really serve us well as well. But what we hear from the media isn't that heart-centered space, right? It's that same message on repeat that the body isn't good enough, you should be losing weight, you should look different, you should so on and so on.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So let's take a moment right now, the way we are today, to really tune in to the body and what the body does for us right now. So instead of thinking of the body from that outside space or judging the body from that outside space, I want you to have a moment right now to just close your eyes and just looking at today. Right? So not even the whole scope of your life or your day-to-day, you know, Monday through Friday kind of life, but just today. What has your body done for you so far today? And just sit with that a little bit. If we're so used to looking at the body from the outside in instead of appreciating and acknowledging the body from the inside out, it might actually take us a moment to notice and to really get clear about what the body does for us in just one single day. So let's begin from the moment you woke up this morning, right? You had a long night's sleep, hopefully. When you sleep, your body is so busy regenerating. Literally, most of the healing that happens in the body happens when we sleep. Your body is restoring, it's resting, it's gathering energy for the next day. So many functions happen in your body when you're asleep. Your metabolism slows down, your heart rate slows down. There is a beautiful component of deep, deep, deep rest that takes place in all the different systems of the body when you sleep. And then you woke up this morning. What did your body do for you as you woke up? right? You probably took a really deep breath at some point in the morning, right? You swung your legs off the side of the bed. You stood up. You began moving your body. Take a moment just to acknowledge that the fact that you can move your body, what a blessing that is. And we do it with such casual freedom. You know, we don't think about the blessing of sleep or the blessing of movement, right? As you continued throughout your morning, you probably had some breakfast, right? Your body ate and digested that food all on its own. You didn't have to ask your body to do that. Your body just did that on its own, right? And then all throughout the day, you have this miracle of functions that unfold within this miracle of a body that is yours. Every moment of every single day, right? Your digestive system, your heart pumping blood to every area of the body. Take a moment right now to just acknowledge all of these parts of you, right? Your brain, your heart, your lungs, your royal organs, every limb from head all the way out to the tips of the fingers down into your toes. Just acknowledge and hold in your heart right now what your body has done for you today. And when we really hold this sacredness of the body, that the body is what allows us to experience this life. You know, of course, without this body, we are nowhere. Where would we be? What would your life be like if all of these things didn't just flow and unfold? If your breath just wasn't there as your constant? You know, I have suffered from asthma since I was a little girl, and I really arrived at that place of immense gratitude for my body's ability to take deep breaths after not having been able to breathe properly for so many years of my life. So right now, the things you take for granted, don't. Take a deep breath in this place here and now and honor the body in gratitude for everything your body has done for you just today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And what if what your body has done for you so far today, what if it's enough, right? What if the thing we have to change isn't what the body looks like from the outside, but how we appreciate and are able to really be present in what the body does on the inside? If you'd like to take a moment today to journal on this, a great journaling prompt is, my body is miraculous because. My body is miraculous because. And just see where that takes you. I hope you appreciate that beautiful body of yours. Take care of yourself. Stay healthy. And really stay with the body from the inside. Have a beautiful rest of the day. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.